But we're ready for a new year, and we're ready for good things to happen, and we're ready to help make those things possible by us being what we need to be. And so we're going to study some of those things here tonight. With that in mind, what do we do when things seem hopeless, or we seem as though things are not going the way we want? Where do we turn? What do we turn to? What can we do? The prophet Jeremiah in Lamentations chapter 3, beginning at verse 22, found hope in the Lord. Indeed, he wrote, Lamentations chapter 3, beginning in verse 22, "The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him." The basis for Jeremiah's renewed hope was God's love and unfailing compassions. Amid disappointment and discouragement, maybe even some depression on his part, the poet had deep faith in the faithfulness or trustworthiness of God. And that's where we need to turn our hearts and minds to when we are feeling as Jeremiah did. There is no greater hope than knowing that God is truly and totally reliable. Unfortunately, though, at times it seems that we do not realize the faithfulness of God until our lives have seemingly fallen apart. And it's in those times that we realize that we really, truly have nothing in this life except for Yahweh. The one called Jehovah. He's called the Lord. Yet when we realize that all we have is the Lord, yet He is always with us, we gain an understanding that His compassions and His loving kindnesses are fresh and new every single day. Each sunrise gives fresh hope in mercy and love. Thus, each precious day that God gives us, we should renew. And so in this new year, I will renew. I will renew my mind. Because of who God is and what He has done for us, we are ethically obligated to follow His instructions. We're instructed then in Romans chapter 12, beginning in verse number 2, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Paul would say over in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 20, that we have been taught about the things concerning Christ, and those teachings have taught us, verse 22, the middle of that verse, that we are to lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted according to the lust of deceit, and that we be renewed in the spirit of our mind, and to put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Only the Christian faith has the ultimate moral authority and effective power behind it to transform the human life in accordance with God's instruction. As Christians, we are called upon to make a decisive decision to dedicate ourselves to God. That decisive decision is whether or not we, by obedient faith, come to Christ, having our sins washed away. We continue that dedication by doing two things. Number one, by not allowing the world to squeeze us into its mold for living. And number two, by being transformed by the renewing of our mind, which reorients our hearts to the issues of life of lasting importance, that enables us then to approve what God has in mind for His people. The will of God is that which is good and acceptable or pleasing and perfect. The will of God brings about moral and spiritual growth. And so where there is a lack of attention to God's Word, there is a lack of moral excellence, and there will be a lack of spiritual growth. But the will of God develops an expression of His very nature in us. The more time we spend in God's Word, the more time we spend in prayer to God, and the more time we spend with God's people, the more His nature is developed in us. The will of God cannot be improved upon because it is perfect. Therefore, there is no other source in this world to which we could turn for moral and spiritual growth. There is no other place to turn when we are trying to be like God. Nor is there any other place to turn that will fulfill our needs on a daily basis. But God's loving kindnesses and His compassions, well, they are new every morning. In obedience to the will of God, one gets rid of the past character which manifested itself in the old way of life, and he puts on the new self characterized by righteousness, doing that which is right according to God's standard, and holiness, personally dedicating ourselves to God and to His cause. Therefore, intellectual and spiritual reformation and transformation must be continual so that we live right in relation to others, righteousness, and we are dedicated to God, holiness. So in the new year, I will renew my mind for moral and spiritual growth to better express God to others and be more dedicated to Him. I will also renew my knowledge. Paul directed the brethren at Colossae that believers have put off immorality and idolatry, anger, malice, slander, filthy language, and lying. The prohibition that he gives there in Colossians chapter 3 is do not lie to one another. It was enforceable on two considerations. One, they had put off the old self with its evil practices, actions, and deeds. And two, they had put on the new self. Now the new self, he says, Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 10, is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. God is constantly renewing this new being who belongs to Him, who has given themselves to Him for His work to take place. That renewal process has as its goal the complete restoration of the creature in the likeness and image of the Creator. God is actively renewing the Christian to be what he was created to be. To be what he was before sin. The task of the believer is to develop those actions and deeds and practices in accord with the new self. The goal then is knowledge gained progressively through the relationship with Christ that allows the Christian to grow in the image of the Creator. Becoming more like God by being more like Christ. In the new year, I will renew my knowledge to grow more like God by being more like Christ. Also, I will renew my soul. A year is a long time, and it can seem even longer. We get tired of new things pretty quickly. We also allow the things of this physical life to get to us at times. They weigh us down. It makes time seem like it passes even slower than it does in reality. And so we won't start wanting a fresh start. We want new things. We want something else. But Paul boldly spoke the gospel. And he boldly spoke the gospel despite many afflictions that could have worn on him. He said, "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed." 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9. In fact, Paul shared in the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus would be seen in him. While living in the constant threat of death, Paul did so without any reservation, because his observers could see Jesus in him and how he lived and how he responded to those afflictions, those persecutions. But living quietly for Jesus was not enough. Paul continued to preach, knowing that God, who raised our Lord Jesus, will raise him and us also to present us with Christ. And assured of this very blessing and promise, Paul thus concluded in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 16 concerning himself and Timothy, "Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day." The physical side of man is the one that gets tired, that wants a fresh start, that is breaking down and wearing out. But the spirit side of man, if given to Christ, is being renewed day by day, many times by the loving kindness and the compassions of the Lord. And with this perspective, Paul and Timothy and other Christians as well have a different outlook on life. And that outlook makes a difference in all of the things that we are bothered by. The afflictions that Paul and Timothy faced were momentary and light, yet they were producing an eternal weight of glory far beyond comparison, Paul would say. Thus, evaluating things from a fleshly perspective could and would bring weariness. We can very easily see how it could bring weariness to Paul, constantly living in the threat of death, constantly being afflicted and persecuted without real cause. Yet he continued to preach the gospel and to do so boldly, because he wasn't evaluating things from the fleshly perspective. He was evaluating things from a significance perspective, which allowed a transformation and the preparation for resurrection life through God's power, not his own. And so in the new year, I will renew my soul by fixing and keeping my focus on that which is spiritual and eternal. I will renew my strength. In a time when Israel was concerned about afflictions and had gotten so caught up in those afflictions that they had forgotten some very amazing attributes of God, the people concluded that God did not know or care about them. Yet God, who is the everlasting, the Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of the ends of the earth, said that he would renew their strength if they would humbly depend on him. The prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 40, beginning in verse 29, worded it thus: "He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength." New American Standard Bible says. Most other English translations say, "will renew their strength." They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. With God's help, His people can endure every trial. God gives the extra strength that is needed to those who realize God's strength is indeed needed. The key then to tapping into God's strength is finding that hope in the Lord that Jeremiah wrote about. This hope is active dependence on God that waits for God's timing and God's doings and waits very confidently, expecting the best outcome because it's in God's control. The strength received then will be like that of the strength seen in the soaring wings of an eagle and the legs of one who does not get tired or become weary. You see, when the trials and doubts arise in our lives, the people of God today must return to the foundation of their faith, the character of God that is revealed in the Scriptures. It's a picture of a great God who is worthy of trust, as opposed to those human forces of every kind that have at best limited power. So God is the one that we should fear. God is the one we should trust because He sets all of these with limited power in place, and then in just a short time, they will fall. The people of God should put their hope in the powerful God of heaven and earth, who will greatly strengthen all those who trust in Him. Therefore, in the new year, I will renew my strength by humbly depending upon God, whom I trust. I will also renew my spirit. In Psalm 51 and verse number 10, David makes a very interesting comment. He says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Create in me a clean heart. Rather than asking God to purify or cleanse his heart, David requested that God, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of all good things, to create in him a clean heart. He's asking God to bring into existence in him, in me, a pure heart, free from moral impurity. Creating that new heart, he also requests that God renew his spirit. Renew a steadfast spirit, a firm, an upright, a loyal spirit in me. Restore the loyal attitude that we have towards God. Restore my will to let your will, not my will, be done. Restore my desire to do your will. Restore it within me, or reestablish a constant devotion to you, O God. David longed for his entire mental and moral nature to be renovated by God. In the new year, I will renew my spirit by asking God to give me that single-minded, wholehearted devotion to Him according to His will, and to give me a loyal spirit. We too can find hope in the Lord. Regardless of the things we face from day to day, regardless of what's happening in the world around us, we too can find hope in the Lord. We find that hope by renewing these things. I will renew my mind by studying the moral and spiritual truths found in the good book, learning how to live better for God and how to better teach others, and by being more devoted, more dedicated to God with my time, my energy, my resources, and my goals. I will renew my knowledge by examining closely the nature and characteristics of God and His Son, and then imitate them. Ephesians 5, verse 1, be ye imitators of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6, be ye imitators of those who are imitating Christ, but also be imitators of the Lord. I will renew my soul by focusing on the things that are spiritual and eternal. I will renew my strength by humbly depending on God and trusting Him. I will renew my spirit by asking God to newly create in me a heart that is free from impurity, along with a renewed spirit that will faithfully follow Him. What I am, in essence, doing in renewing is I am committing myself to the Lord. Remember, every day of the new year, that there is strength in the name of the Lord, that there is power in the name of the Lord. There is hope in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. To the saints, find steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, by renewing these very vital things every day, starting right now. To the sinner, you can become a saint, find hope, and be right with Jesus by listening to Jesus. Luke chapter 10, verse number 16. But when you start listening to Jesus, it won't take long until you find that He only speaks truth. And because He only speaks truth, He's worth believing. So you'll soon find yourself believing in Jesus. John 11, verse 25. And when you're listening to Jesus and you continue believing Him, you'll start responding to the instructions that He gives us. You'll find yourself repenting of sin. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. And as you move forward, continuing to listen and continuing to believe, repenting of those sins that are in your life, you'll find that you start confessing Jesus. Matthew 10, verse 32. You start telling others about the difference that He's made in your life. You'll start telling them about the hope that is in you. You'll start answering those questions that the world has about your hope. But you also come to find that Jesus instructs us that we are to be baptized in order to have those sins forgiven and to have those sins removed from us so that the guilt is taken away. And we can feel right with God, knowing that we are right with Him. And so you'll respond in obedient faith to be baptized and have your sins washed away. And in that, you put away the old self, the past man, and put on the new man, the new self who's renewed. But for all of us, as we move forward from this moment in time, we must recognize that in order to have the hope that Jeremiah sought in the Lord requires of us that we live faithful. We live faithful to the Word of God. We live faithful to the Son of God. Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20. And every day that we choose to live for Him, we'll make that commitment to renew ourselves, just as the Lord's loving kindnesses and His compassions are new every morning, we will renew with the rising of the sun. We will make a new commitment to stay faithful today. Will you make that renewal? Will you make that kind of commitment to the Lord? That every day of this year, you'll focus upon Him and focus upon renewing the things He has instructed us to renew. Tonight, if you are subject to the Lord's invitation, you're in need of having your sins washed away, the baptistry is ready. What better time to give yourself to Him? If you're a child of God and have wandered away, it's time to come home. If you're a faithful child of God, but you have allowed things to keep you from making that commitment each and every day of your life, it's time to start afresh. It's time to give it to Him and allow Him to take care of it. Now's an opportunity granted to us by God to make our response known to Him as together we stand and as we sing.